A prominent Egyptian-American human rights activist is back on trial in Cairo. Saad Adin Ibrahim was sentenced last year to 7 years in prison for tarnishing Egypt's reputation. Ibrahim spent 8 months behind bars. From Cairo, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
For Saad Adin Ibrahim, it's a little like deja vu. Almost a year after his first trial ended, the 63-year-old American University of Cairo professor is back in state security court, seated inside an iron cage along with five co-defendants. Ibrahim returns to court bolstered by the decision to toss out his previous sentence due to procedural irregularities, but now he's also fighting poor health. Ibrahim says he suffered a few mild strokes while in prison. He's losing his motor skills and walks slowly with the aid of a cane, all of which, he says, has his family very worried. So far, says Ibrahim, appeals to allow him to travel abroad for medical treatment between court sessions have been denied.
It's part of the war of attrition to wear me out. I cannot think of any other reason. Just why did they put me in prison? I hesitate to direct more rational questions because rationality in this whole case for the last 2 years seemed to be in very scarce supply.
It was almost 2 years ago when Ibrahim and 27 colleagues at his Cairo think tank, the Ibn Khaldun Center for Development Studies, were arrested and charged with receiving unauthorized foreign donations, embezzling European Union funds, and tarnishing Egypt's image. The EU denied its funds were misused, and Amnesty International and other human rights groups criticized the Ibrahim trial as unfair and politically motivated. Ibrahim has tackled a number of sensitive issues over the years, like discrimination against Egypt's Coptic Christians and electoral fraud. In 1995, he accused the government of rigging parliamentary elections and was preparing to monitor the November 2000 polls. But analysts here say the most likely theory for his arrest relates to an article he wrote poking fun at heads of Arab republics for grooming their sons as successors. It's a sensitive subject here in Egypt, where President Hosni Mubarak's son Gamal holds a high-ranking post in the ruling party. Ibrahim called the article Gumlukiya, which translates as Republican monarchy.
It appeared on the 29th of June. I was arrested on the 30th of June. The election thing I have been working on since 95. So why now?
Mohammed Abdelmenem, editor-in-chief of the pro-government weekly Rosal Yusuf, dismisses accusations that the case is politically motivated. He says the prosecution is simply doing its job. Abdelmenem insists Ibrahim will get a fair trial and denies any interference by the president or other government officials in the case.
President Mubarak made it clear 20 years ago that the judicial system is highly respected, is highly independent. We have nothing to do with it. I don't interfere with it.
Saeed El Nagar, a lawyer who runs an NGO devoted to economic and political reforms, has closely monitored the Ibrahim case since its start. He says he's much more optimistic this time around. Nagar says Ibrahim's lawyers have developed a stronger defense, and the general environment in which the new trial is taking place, says Nagar, is much less hostile to Ibrahim. He notes that the Egyptian press, which kept up a barrage of attacks on Ibrahim during the last trial, has quieted down.
It is much less charged atmosphere. Also, there is a lot of sympathy now for him, that what happened to him is, for many people, is something which should not have happened.
Ibrahim himself says he's hopeful for a fair trial. He says he's eager to clear his and his colleagues' names, and he's anxious, he says, to return to the work of promoting civil society and democracy in a region short on political freedoms.
With the whole world except us democratizing, I'm just saying, let us get ready. Let us be part of the process. Let us do it at our own pace instead of being forced in a chaotic manner to do it. It is worthwhile trying, and I think history is on our side.
The Ibrahim trial is expected to continue into early summer. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.